Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Movement Radio. I am your host, Chip Hazard.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I'm Talon Williams, and today is the episode a lot of you guys have been waiting on. And instead of doing it the way we thought we were going to do it, which is we're just going to do haunted places here and there,
it's the beginning of a new series
that we are entitling The Hauntings Of, which is going to be highlighting haunted places in various states around the country. And obviously, if you're going to start off with all
various
the states
around the country,
various states around the country.
Okay.
I mean, we're states around the country. So that's, you know,
I get it.
You know, I mean, I wanted to put it that way. I wanted to be technical. I wanted to be a little bit, you know, professional with it, you know, because I'm unprofessional. That being said, though, we're going to kick it off with Alabama, being it's the, you know, alphabetically the first state you think of.
Yep.
And we wanted to do this for you guys because a lot of times I've had so many people come up to us like, hey, when are you going to start doing the haunted episode? And we got a lot of feedback from a lot of different people asking us when we're going to do it. Well, today you don't have to wait any longer because we're going to go ahead and knock out the Alabama episode of The Hauntings Of.
We're just going to start with Alabama. We're going to work through the 50 states. And then, hell, we might do Canada, Mexico.
Definitely going to do
Australia.
Definitely going to do England. There's a lot of English places that are considered haunted. Alabama, though, is considered one place that seems like to be a hotbed of paranormal activity. And not only are you hear many ghost stories throughout, and all of them are linked to various locations in Alabama. And the locals will even tell you, like, that they've heard whistlings of ghosts and different things like that. As we were doing research for this, turns out that the research we did, we actually ended up going to the exact same website for our research.
Yeah.
If you guys are interested in learning a little bit about some of these haunted places, you can go to hauntedrooms.com.
I'll put the link in the description. That way you can go there. You can learn a little more. You know, we're not gonna tell you that we just came up with this shit off the top of our head, because then we'd be lying to you, and that'd be a slap in your face to lie.
Exactly.
And we're not about that. So we went to the website, you know, did some research, like any good podcaster should do.
Exactly.
Do a little bit of research, you know, do a little bit of show prep, as they say.
Right. And I think this would be a good place to start in Alabama. But before we do that, big shout out to the guys over at Games My Mom Found. Here's a commercial for their upcoming podcast. We will be right back with Haunted Places in Alabama.
Let me tell you about a new podcast that I found called Games My Mom Found. Games My Mom Found is a podcast where each week they deep dive into a retro game in hilarious fashion to bring you the facts and the jokes. I highly recommend you go check them out. Link in our description.
And we are back from that commercial break. Go give our buddies over at Games My Mom Found a good look. Great podcast over there. Good guys. And as you can tell by the ominous music at the beginning and now, this is all about haunted places in America, and we're going to start off with Alabama.
Yes.
When we were doing our research,
man, I came across this place called King Creshwell Plantation. It's in Monroe County, and it was built in the 1850s.
Right.
By a guy named Doc King. He was nephew of the only U.S. vice president to hail from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Civil War broke out, you know, they built this grand scaled mansion. About 100 years after it was built, it was purchased by a former state legislator and moved to its current location. Like, they uprooted the whole house.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And moved it to its current location.
That's definitely a wide load you see on the interstate. Definitely.
Yeah, so it's privately owned, and one former owner claims that an evil entity was attacking her and she feared for her life, and the paranormal show The Dead Files once featured the plantation on their show.
Yeah, I remember that episode too. It was very very different, because the house, if you actually look at the house actually is a pretty nice looking house.
And it kind of reminds you of like a smaller scale White House.
It reminds me a lot of, and if, because I'm looking at the house right now, and we'll be posting, hopefully we'll get like some pictures or something we can post it to the link. We'll send you guys the link in the description. You can see the pictures. But there's no like steps at the very front, like from the upstairs balcony to the ground level.
Yeah, no, it's just like
right,
three or four steps up into the front door.
Right. If there was one, I would say it kind of looks like the house from Django. You know the house that I'm talking about?
I know the house you're talking
about. It kind of looks like that a little bit. So we go from a house or a mansion to a boat at this point. It's the USS Alabama BB-60. And you can actually see that in Mobile, Alabama. They actually have tours for this one. It says the U.S. Alabama BB-60 sets in its final resting place in Mobile, Alabama, and it is allegedly to serve as a home for various ghostly entities. It is a 680-foot long ship, and it was used in the military, and it was a military attraction that's seen various visitors over the years, and a lot of paranormal activity had been reported. The main vast majority of the activity is attributed to the deaths of two men during the construction of the ship, and that the vessel was completed in 1942 and served for 3 years without any fatalities from enemy fire. However, ironically, there was numerous deaths that occurred by friendly fire, and one of the gun's safeties features which should have prevented turrets from like firing, you know what I'm talking about? It had failed, and because of it, you know, had like, there was like, you know, sometimes like, cause you have that one thing with the turret, you would know this better than I do. I wasn't in the military. But apparently like you would close that one part up and it would shoot in, you know, where you would put the missile into the back part, close it. Well, apparently it recoiled back and killed like 8 people.
Oh, wow.
All friendly fire, 8 people. So the ghosts of those 8 men still, like they say, you can still hear like battle cries when you're on the deck of the ship, is what a lot of people claim. And for it to be, you know, because a lot of those old military sites, places where they fought like battlefields and things like that.
Yeah, there's thousands, maybe millions of claims, you know, and we'll talk about, you know, from each state, of course, but, you know, we live here in Tennessee and there's the battlefield just across the state line in Georgia,
right?
And there's an old folklore we'll go into more about. There's an old folklore about that. It's called Old Green Eyes.
Yep. I've heard that story my whole entire life. But getting back to the USS Alabama, visitors to the US Alabama have reported hearing footsteps coming towards them when nobody else is there, and that a lot of patrons spotted somebody, like apparitions, in the officers' quarters and in the cook gallery, where no one would be in there, the wind wouldn't be blowing, and you can hear pots and pans swaying.
Right.
You know, one of those things. And those on board late at night have described hearing popping and tapping noises coming from the bulkheads, and, you know, solid steel, you know, ratchets have been known to like shut doors and different things like that. And visitors say that they often feel very, you know, cold while they're on it, because I mean, this is Mobile, Alabama. This is near the shore. You feel the breeze of the ocean and stuff, and a lot of people contribute the cold weather to that. But on warm nights where the humidity is very high and it's like closer to 90 degrees and you feel the humidity and you're sweating.
Yeah.
But once you go into one of those quarters, instant cold chill. And you're like, where the hell did this come from? You know? And a lot of people have been feeling, there was even an account where a lady was just walking through and she literally felt somebody tug. She was wearing like hoop earrings.
Yeah.
And she literally felt somebody tug on her hoop earring.
Huh.
Like, it took her back and everything. And she was like, what the fuck? You know? So, you know, and ironically enough, you can still go there to this day. It's about 3 miles outside. It's in Mobile, Alabama, but it's less than 3 miles away from the very next thing we're fixing to talk about. Like we said, Mobile, Alabama's known to being a haunted place. I don't think there's any place in Alabama more haunted as a city. Not overall, but as a city. Mobile's probably the most haunted place in Alabama.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the next one here in just a second.
So when you think of haunted places, you typically think like prisons or hotels.
Insane asylum or stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, hospitals. Even castles.
Right.
Castles, right. But you don't really think of, like, just an object, like a tree.
Right.
So there's this this place in Mobile. It's called the Boynton Tree, the Boynton Oak.
Right. It's actually in a graveyard called Church Street Graveyard.
Yeah.
Out there, yeah.
But the graveyard itself is, from all accounts, is not haunted. It's only this oak tree.
Right.
Right? So, the oak, it says, this southern live oak is said to have grown from the grave of Charles Boynton in a potter's field close to the Church Street graveyard. It's not actually in the graveyard. It's close to it.
Okay.
Yeah. The story goes that when Boynton was tried and then subsequently executed for murdering his friend Nathaniel Frost in 1835, he stated that when they buried him, a tree would spring forth from his grave as proof of his innocence.
Huh.
It seems that this is exactly what happened. These days, there are claims that Boynton's spirit can be seen from time to time just sitting under the tree.
As if he's waiting for
As if he's waiting on somebody to come by and be like, "Hey man, it's all right. We know you did.
Right.
You know.
That's strange, man. You know, just a simple tree. You know, not anything not anything concrete or anything scary or spooky. Not even really considered an evil entity in any way. You know, because a lot of people, when they think ghosts, they think of evil entities. However, some of these entities, you know, they just want to, you know, find closure in this world before they go on to the next mate.
Right.
You
know? Also, it says here that there are, you know, several ghost stories about the tree that claim visitors have reported hearing crying and whispering sounds emanating from the vicinity of the tree.
Right.
I thought that was pretty interesting that, you know, normally, you know, like I said, it's, you know, prisons or hotels or hospitals, castles, graveyards even. This is it's just a tree.
Yeah, it's just a tree you hear. But here's, you've talked about a lot of places. What about a town? Like an actual ghost town?
No, oh, yeah.
And the ghost town, we're fixing to talk about this right now. It's Old Cahaba, I want to say that's how it's pronounced. And it's in Orrville, Alabama, and it's 66 miles west of Montgomery, Alabama. And it says the ghost town of Old Cahaba, I want to pronounce that correctly, consists of just a handful of properties, two buildings, a couple of cemeteries, and a dozen ghost stories. And throughout, and although once it was once the capital of Alabama,
yes,
the majority of the homes and businesses have been dismantled. And it was from like 1876 all the way up until 1986, and the town was completely unincorporated. And today, it is maintained as a historical site, right? In terms of resident spooks, visitors and staff of the people of the buildings, places like that, they are reported to hear disemboweled voices. And here's when it freaked me out: sounds of children laughing. And there's like no children around, but you can hear children laughing. That's scary enough in itself, because it's like if you hear kids laugh, that's like, oh man, these kids died, you know, because you never want to hear of any children dying before they, you know, have a chance to grow and know what they could be and stuff like that. But then you hear the children laughing in the distance, and it's like, I think it's creepier than anything you could possibly hear, because it's like, oh shit, like if these entities didn't give a fuck about these kids, they certainly don't care about me, if it, you know, if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's definitely one. And if you guys want to see it, it's 66 miles west of Montgomery, if you guys wanted to check it out.
Right. Well, you know the old saying, only the good die young.
That's a shame. But then you got, I mean, not just towns. I mean, there's other different places.
You know, when I was doing my research and everything, I come across this place called Bear Creek Swamp.
Right.
And so Bear Creek, I cannot talk today, ladies and gentlemen. I am so sorry. Bear Creek Swamp is one of Prattville's lesser known attractions. However, like most swamps, it's usually, you know, swamps are pretty creepy looking as the,
yeah,
without them being haunted.
Yeah, because when you think of swamps, you're thinking like Jason Voorhees coming through the swamp.
No, I'm thinking goddamn, fucking alligators.
Alligators, and, yeah.
And shit.
Right. But Jason Voorhees kill people in the woods too, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Jason Voorhees ain't real.
Right.
Motherfucking alligators are.
Right.
Motherfucking anacondas eat your asshole. Them's real.
Tell me about it.
But, so Bear Creek Swamp has been known to have haunted dolls, strange lights, and phantom cars all go through here.
Right.
Actually, back in 2014, they were going through and they found 21 porcelain dolls mounted to the tops of stakes throughout the swamp.
Damn.
So, like, just somebody, you know,
was that somebody's inspiration for The Walking Dead or something? Because that's creepy. Creepy as hell.
Yeah. I mean, to this day, no one's ever figured out who put them there. And sure, yeah, it could be a harmless prank, but it's also added to the legend of Bear Creek Swamp.
Right.
You know, a car decided to turn around in the middle of the swamp one time. So, you know, there was a guy named Alex Bubalunsky of the Spectral Wolf Pack, and he caught on film a light that he can't explain. It appears abruptly on video and then flickers away about 1 minute later.
Oh, wow.
Like, this light's coming at him and then it just goes away.
Wow.
So, you know, shit like that is kind of weird. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't believe in ghosts.
Right.
Like, that's why when Talon and I decided to do this, he came to me and he was like, are you sure you want to talk about, like, paranormal stuff? Because you don't believe in ghosts.
Right.
And I was like, well, I mean, just because I don't believe in them doesn't mean that you can't talk about them.
It doesn't mean that you don't find it interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, I find all kinds of stuff interesting.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But speaking of interesting, there's one, and you being former military, I figured this one would grab your attention. Fort Morgan in Baldwin County.
Yeah.
It's actually 73 miles south of Mobile, Alabama, and it rests on the tip of the Gulf Shore. Like,
okay.
if you ever seen a map of it, it's literally right there. The Gulf Shore kind of comes down into almost a peninsula, and it's right there at the tail end of that peninsula. excuse me. And there's been several accounts of ghosts and strange happenings on this. One of the most haunted spots is probably the old barracks.
Okay.
This could be blamed on the fact that in the early 1900s, a prisoner hung himself in those barracks. And it is suggested that late at night, the hanged man can still be heard crying from the barracks. And if you look into the barracks, just the right time, you can actually see a visual of the man hanging when nothing else is in the room.
Is it kind of like the old rumor from
The Wizard of Oz, where you can see the guy hanging? It's something similar to that, yeah. You know, and there's also...
I'm not saying it's not true, I'm just saying, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah. But there's also, you know, a female spirit that has been, you know, considered wandering around the fort in search of justice after she was dragged into the fort, and then later a part of the 19th century and beaten to death by an unknown male attacker who has never been caught to this day.
Oh.
But during the Civil War, you know, a bomb went off in a room, killing a whole bunch of men. I want to say it was in the barracks. And late at night, you can actually still hear the explosion, and you can still hear the men screaming. That was another one that they talked about. Now, you can take a tour of Fort Morgan. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the information. It's $30 to go into this place to investigate. It's been seen on, like, the actual site itself has been seen on many different popular shows. It's been on Ghost Hunters, it's been on Paranormal Investigation, And it's a big, big deal, you know, for a lot of people in Alabama. And it's basically, it's one of those, it's just, they've turned it into a ghost tour, basically.
That's the thing. Most of the places that you're going to hear us talk about, you can go visit still.
Right.
You know, you can go to a lot of the hotels that we'll be talking about throughout the series. The graveyards, of course.
Right.
You know, some of these old mansions, they've turned into tours.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. And then some places are restricted. You can't go there. And there's some places where you're not allowed to go. And then there are other places that don't have tours, but they're not really restricted either. You can just go in there willy-nilly if you want to.
Right.
And, you know, unless somebody's living there, which I don't know why the hell you would live in a haunted place. I mean,
some people just do.
Yeah. I mean, Amityville had 17 movies, so why not? But
yeah,
we'll go on from that one and something a little bit closer to where we live. And
yeah,
it's about 73 miles west of Huntsville, which is where our next one.
In Florence, Alabama.
Right.
There's the old Sweetwater Mansion. And so a little bit of history about the Sweetwater Mansion was... is that it was designed by war veteran General John Brahan, who owned a little over 4,000 acres of land in Alabama, and it was named after the nearby creek that was first occupied by the general's son-in-law, Robert Patton.
Right.
So over the years, the mansion's basement has served as a Civil War hospital and as a county jail. And there are also rumors that at one time, someone who lived there used one of the upper rooms to practice dark magic.
Ah, so now we're getting into a little bit of the
occult.
The occult, yes.
Yep. So as you might expect, based on some of the history, Sweetwater Mansion is considered to be among one of the most haunted places in Alabama.
Right.
There are lots of tales of paranormal activity linked to the mansion. There are also many different apparitions reported on the grounds. And in the caretakers, and one of the caretakers actually claims to have seen a casket containing the body of a Confederate soldier in one of the downstairs rooms, only for it to just disappear.
Right.
Right in front of him.
That's insane.
This would actually make a great deal of sense since General Patton's funeral was held in the home and his body would have been laid to rest or laid out in the coffin for the viewing.
You think the apparition could have been the body of Mr. Patton.
It could have been. Possible.
Right?
Yeah. You know, so there have been hundreds, you know, of local paranormal investigators have investigated the property of Sweetwater Mansion. And actually, Sweetwater Mansion was featured on an episode of A&E's Paranormal State.
Right.
Back in 2011.
Right. I think I remember that episode. They were doing haunted mansions around the country. There was one out in Florence, Alabama. There was one in New Orleans. And there was one, I think, over there in Savannah, Georgia.
Yep.
There was also a room on the property where female visitors would regularly be locked inside, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was considered, it said that one former caretaker was so scared after being locked in there that for the rest of her time she worked there, she just lived in just two rooms. You know, it's like another strange thing about Sweetwater Mansion was a mysterious secret room.
Yeah, there's a small room with no door that can only be accessed via a small interior window. And it's been suggested that two sons of a former owner were buried in the floor of this secret room,
and you couldn't get to it through the house. You had to get to it from another mean.
Right.
Dude, creepy. Because then you're dealing with murder and shit. Like,
yeah.
Now you're dealing with this. Now, and there's other ones that there's one more that. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so sorry. Here was one, and a lot of people call this place one of the most, if not the most, haunted place, and it's the. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. The Sloss Furnaces.
Yes.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
It's actually a national historic landmark now.
Right. And they also do Fright Furnace, which is their ghost tours, basically,
yes.
Of it. And if you're a fan of the paranormal, then it is likely, you probably already heard of this place, Sloss Furnaces in Birmingham, Alabama, and there is so much activity here that the local police force is frequently called to deal with unexplained events. Sometimes they are relatively minor, but there are other times they include, you know, people being physically harmed. The activity seems to peak around October, around September and October, because
so
why not?
Right around the Halloween season.
Right. So a lot of people think that they're just hoaxes,
yep,
pranks and stuff.
Makes sense.
But other instances of activity is really hard, is, you know, really hard to comprehend, but it's real. And Sloss Furnaces is probably one of the most haunted places in Alabama. Most well-known ghost linked to it is probably James Slag Wormwood, a former foreman of the furnace who died there in 1906 when he fell into a pool of molten iron.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Like, that's a... I'll just say that's a fucked up way to go, man. You know? I mean, I can think of a lot of fucked up ways to go, like being burned alive, being buried alive, you know, falling into a pool of molten iron. That's got to take the cake, man. I mean, it's like the T-1000's death in fucking T2 Judgment Day. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, well, so there's actually rumor that he didn't fall
right
into this molten iron.
Right.
I did a little more research on Sloss Furnaces because it is apparently the most haunted place in Alabama.
Right.
In the entire state. So apparently, James Wormwood, was just a complete dick.
There's one way to say it.
from everything that I've read, he was a complete dick to his workers. Like his crew. Foreman.
Right.
Yeah, he was the foreman, so he was kind of the boss. If you've never worked in like a plant of any sort,
right,
you have the foreman. He's kind of like your boss.
Right.
He has a boss, of course.
Obviously, right.
You know,
yeah, I used to work at Chatham, and granted, we weren't dealing with iron or anything like that, but I mean, it was basically an assembly line, basically, and we had somebody on the floor all the time making sure everybody did their job. That was basically considered, if you want to call that the foreman, you can. But yeah, I get the concept around it.
Yeah. So. There are rumors that some of the workers got fed up with him being a dick.
Right.
And may have
pushed him,
giving him a little nudge, per se.
Right.
Into this vat of molten iron.
That's insane, yeah, man. It was back in the 1940s. Seven, I want to say, three supervisors were found knocked out onto the boiler room floor. All three of them reported being approached by an angry man with horrific burns who demanded that they return to work.
Yep.
In 1971, another night watchman encountered what he only described as half man, half demon, who attempted to push him down the stairs. And then, and I'm going to butcher the hell out of his name, Samuel Blumenthal? Is that it?
Blumenthal. Okay. You got that
holy
right.
Holy shit. I got it right. The night watchman in question refused to go upstairs, which prompted the entity to begin beating him. While Sam was examined later, he found that he had severe burns where the blows had hit him.
Right.
So maybe the spirit of James Wormwood was there the whole time, you know? Maybe Jesus, being a dick in the afterlife, really? That's how far back you got to go? But it says, while James Wormwood is the most prominent ghost at Sloss Furnace, ruling the building with the same iron fist as he did while he was living, he is by no means the only ghost there. An estimated 47 men lost their lives and hundreds more were severely injured. And the working conditions here were horrific, and Wormwood would not allow his workers breaks or time off. There were some debate on whether this slave-driven tyrant did actually slip and fall, like what we were talking about earlier, or they actually pushed him in.
Right.
That in and of itself, you know, in a way it's kind of karma. You know, you're being a dick to everybody, and all of a sudden, like, you finally get yours, you know, and now it's like you're taking that out on the rest of the people still living, you know.
Right.
Because this happened, what, back in 1926? No, 1906. I apologize. Yeah. And then 20 years later, you know, a night watchman had actually was actually injured when he was pushed by an unseen force screaming at him to get back to work. Like, that's, and today you could probably go on the ghost tours in Birmingham to the Sloss Funeral, and they have one actually called the Fright Furnaces, and it's the actual exhibit, it's the actual exhibit that's on site where you can go through the plant, and if you're very, very quiet, you can hear it. And a lot of people, and they make very, very, they make it known to you, oh, we don't use loudspeakers, we don't use anything to try to trick people into believing, like, if you hear it, you hear it, which is normally what they do, which some people have heard, not everybody, but some people have heard, like, I heard somebody scream, get back to work, or I've heard people, you know, like, hearing iron, you know, being slammed and stuff like that. And
right.
People, you know, it's a very freaky one. I would probably say this definitely ranks up there as far as, you know, the probably one of the most haunted. Now I haven't had a chance to look at any of the other ones. These are the only eight that I've seen so far, but I'm sure there's plenty of examples of haunted hotels as well.
In
Alabama as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to get, you know, top 5 or 10
right.
most haunted places in Alabama.
Right.
We
definitely did that. We covered 8 of them. And
yeah, because, you know, most people, you know, they don't want the lesser known. They want the most haunted, where they're going to get the most paranormal activity,
right,
per se.
Yeah, and you can actually stay in a lot of these places. As far as the haunted hotels go and stuff like that, like, you can actually still stay in a haunted hotel. In fact, we are literally where we are right now, we're literally, what, maybe 2 blocks away from the Reed House here in Chattanooga, and we'll talk about that later. But yeah, there's definitely places in Alabama that are, like, probably the one that's probably the most known is the Hampton Inn Tutwiller Hotel. It's in Birmingham again, and it says one of the most haunted it's well-known examples of a haunted accommodations, I'm sorry, in Alabama is the Hampton Inn. And it says that this historic hotel has been home to a disruptive entity known as the Knocker. It gets its name from the fact that when it appears up on the 6th floor and knocks loudly on hotel room doors in the dead of the night, the restaurant area is also reported to be haunted with mischievous ghosts messing with the appliances and flicking lights off and on in the kitchen. On one occasion, it was even said to have set a table completely with an open bottle of wine, and nobody messed with it. It was just there. Like, they walked in one morning and it was there.
Huh.
You know, it was. However, you guys can still stay at this hotel if you choose to, for about $112 a night. You know, if you feel the need to spend money to be scared out of your damn mind, go ahead, fill your boots.
Yep. And there's another haunted hotel. In Anniston, Alabama.
I've been to Anniston before.
It's called Hotel Finale.
Hmm.
It used to be known as the Victoria Inn.
Okay.
And you can actually stay here as well. It says the hotel's restaurant is believed to be haunted by at least one spirit. Many guests, as well as hotel staff, have reported hearing footsteps not just in the restaurant, but throughout the house. Music has been heard playing in the music room even when it was completely empty.
Oh, wow.
Many witnesses have reported seeing a female figure on the upstairs landing. There is also talk about glasses clinking just behind the bar. The ghosts are said to be that of the mansion's previous owners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
that's a very, very scary. Because you go to a hotel, you're not expecting, you know, to be fucked with by an entity. Then all of a sudden you're hearing, like, I mean, could you imagine going to sleep in a hotel room? Then all of a sudden you hear, and you think, who the hell knows I'm here? You know what I'm saying? You would think, it ain't the concierge. I didn't order room service. What the hell's going on? And then you think, I don't want to get up and check the door. Like, I don't want to check it at all, you know?
Yeah. So the rooms for this hotel finale are actually about $112 a night.
Yeah.
And that breakfast is included.
Oh, hey, there you go. Hey, at least breakfast is included.
Yeah.
You can sit there and have your... You can sit there and have your damn coffee and donuts at the same time worrying about whether or not a ghost is going to try to kill you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they also offer free parking and free Wi-Fi.
There you go.
So they have updated the hotel, you know, since it was built in the 1800s. So.
Man.
Yep.
It's crazy. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for Alabama. And if you guys, again, want any more... I want to learn any more about these places, go to hauntedrooms.com. Link will be in the description.
And we are not sponsored by hauntedrooms.com, but if there's anybody out there that works for hauntedrooms.com, send us a message. We'd love to be sponsored by you guys for
Absolutely.
A couple of episodes or whatnot. You know,
I think it'd be pretty cool. And we're you know, still learning the podcasting thing as well. We've got a good formula here. We're working on a couple of things. Thank you guys again. I don't know if this will be a continuous weekly thing that we do. It may be every other week. It might be a couple weeks in a row. It just depends on how we're feeling and how many of these we want to bang out. That being said, though, Chip, did you enjoy this episode?
I did have fun. I learned a little bit of stuff.
Right.
Still don't believe in ghosts or paranormal activities.
But it is fascinating.
It is fascinating.
There you go.
You know.
I didn't want to do this because I'm trying to convert Chip, you know, into believing in ghosts or anything like that, because at the end of the day, you know, we all believe what we believe. But you know,
yeah, my whole thing is I've never had an experience with a ghost or a demon or anything like that,
right,
to say yes, I believe.
Right.
You know. So it's just weird. It's one of those things. Maybe one day I'll have some experience and be like Little Richard and convert.
Oh my God, we're gonna start this right now.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have to talk about it. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it was
84 years old. The man denounced his homosexuality and said that he is no longer gay.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. I just think 84 years is a whole long time of
realization.
Yeah, yeah. But man, good for him if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
On that note,
yep.
We're gonna head out of here. We'll see you
on the very next episode.
On the very next episode,
which will end up being week 7 pick'ems.
No.
I'm sorry. Week. I've lost count. I've lost track.
it's gonna be. The next episode will be our football episode, where we'll give you the picks of the week.
Right.
Our picks of the week.
Right.
And until then, my name is Chip Hazard.
My name is Talon Williams, and thank you for listening to Movement Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.